Hi, welcome to another episode of Fault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Paul, and today I've got Maggie Najmi. She's a product manager at SL Power, and we're going to talk about solid-state lighting in general and in particular LED lighting drivers. Isn't that right, Maggie? Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Yes, it is. I would love to spend some time with you chatting about what the challenges are for the design engineers who have to employ power that goes into the helps them illuminate to the degree that is required by their customers.
Exactly, because literally solid-state lighting is changing everything in the lighting industry, and a lot of engineers and a lot of luminaire designers are scrambling to keep up with the technology, correct?
That is correct. Because it's a solid state and you should be looking at it as how you drive a transistor, then it does require electronics, which normally were not required in a lighting application or a fixture before.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so what are some of the issues that are facing the lighting designer, the engineer designing the power system for the light, the person who's creating this next generation luminaire? What are their challenges?
A very good question. The first and the most important challenge for them is to try to turn on the solid-state component. And in that, as such, they require what is called a constant current versus constant voltage, which is used in a majority of the application. As
mm-hmm.
such, you know, the controlling the current and keeping it constant, it's a challenging part of turning on an LED and keeping it at a specific illumination.
Exactly.
With that, other challenges come about in terms of now you have a product that has to maintain a specific illumination. What do you do in terms of making sure that the driver that is driving your LED keeps the same momentum going, and also it does not produce too much heat, because as you know, heat, it's an enemy of any electronic device or any electronic
mm-hmm.
component, being an LED or any transistor.
Well, exactly, and in a lot of cases, power design is thermal design. They're so closely linked, it's impossible to separate the two.
That is very true. That is why a driver with a very high efficiency is always very helpful, because the higher the efficiency, the lower the power dissipated in terms of heat, which is basically a wasted power. So it's
mm-hmm.
important. So that's one of the main challenges. It's very, very important for a designer to pick up a driver that has, as a minimum, 90% and above efficiency.
And then the
other thing that is very important is to make sure that you meet the requirement of, depending on your fixture, but if you are going to be registering your fixture, you have to meet the requirement of a DLC, which is a register body which you register your fixtures with. And as such, there is a threshold for harmonic that you have to meet, which is a minimum of 20%. So that is in line with having a very good power factor correction for a driver. So these are at least the two challenges that you have to meet or have to look for when you're designing a driver.
Mm-hmm. Now, having said all of that, what is SL Power doing to address those issues?
Well, thank you for asking. What we're doing is we have introduced a lot of different products from as low as wattages 20 watts all the way to 500 watts, depending on the application and the configuration. We have some of them that they are constant current, some of them that are constant voltage, and the reason that they maintain the constant voltage application is because there are some applications where the design engineer for the fixture would like to have some flexibility as how they control the light and how they control the illumination of the light. And as such, they would like to have a constant voltage which goes into another driver, which that driver usually be a semiconductor component, drives the illumination and the change of the color of the LED.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe that it's important to offer next generation functionality in luminaire, so it is important. I think it's something that it is a challenge to the designer, but it's a worthwhile challenge to make sure you have the maximum level of functionality in that light fixture to make it able to be sold at the higher price points necessary to pay for the technology.
That is absolutely correct, and that is the reason why that we're seeing the trend that is not being sought after is having a driver which not only provides the wattage or for the current to run the LED, also provides what is called dimming function. And with that dimming function, they can change the current going through the LED, which in turn changes the intensity of the light. They also, the new generation also is looking for what is called a standby voltage, which standby voltage is going to help them to do additional controls, such as connecting to any kind of an interface, be it DMX
or detection or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So make it more a part of a networking application if they are going to be using this lighting and networking.
Smart home.
You try to address everything and being able to change the behavior of the fixture.
Excellent. So now, are these specific products that you have available now?
Yes, we do. The majority of what we talked about, we have available now. If you go on our website, you'll see that we have drivers that they are used for outside. We refer to them as outdoor drivers. They are hermetically sealed, and they have IP67 rating, which makes them very valuable for application where you would have moisture and you would have water. And we also have internal drivers that they are mainly a power supply with additional components that make them ideal for fixtures that, as I said before, require a lot more flexibility and a lot more control coming out of the main truss, sometimes being a microprocessor. So for that, we have a dedicated output which you can run your microprocessor off of that output.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other aspects or features of that technology that you'd like to point out to the audience?
Yes. What we'd like to also make sure that our audience understand is that, as we mentioned before, we mentioned power factor correction, and we also mentioned efficiency. But the other factor, which is also as equally important, especially for outdoor application, is having to be able to handle surge, lighting surge. Because as you know, when you're outside, you could have lightning, or you could have voltage fluctuation on the power line, and as such, it's important to look for drivers like that, and we address that with our outdoor drivers. We as a minimum, we meet 4 kV and 6 kV when it comes to surge protection.
Got it. So, Maggie, are there any other final thoughts you'd like to leave with our audience before we close out this episode?
Well, what I would like to leave you with is that when you are looking for a driver above and beyond everything that we talked about, you want to select a driver which has a very high reliability. And high reliability of a driver not only comes from high efficiency and good design, but is also with component selection. You want to look for a driver that has very high temperature rating, ECAPs, because it, just like any other product or any other power component that has to store the power, we have to store the power or the energy inside of the cap, and those caps have to be of a high rating, both in terms of temperature and in terms of life. So it's very, very important that you ask the supplier or the driver that you're going to be working with, making sure that the E-caps, electrolytic caps, are of the highest quality possible.
Exactly. Well, no circuit is good if the passives on it are bad.
Absolutely. You can have a driver with a very high efficiency, but if you do not use the right kind of cap, unfortunately, the life of that driver is very limited.
Compromised significantly. Exactly. I agree completely, Maggie. So, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today. It's always important to talk about especially disruptive spaces like solid-state lighting, and I know everybody's always trying to chase down and create new solutions in that space, so I'm really glad that you're able to come and talk to us about not only the space, but what SL Power is doing for it.
Well, thank you very much for the time. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about what is very dear and important to us because it is a very focused market for SL Power. And I appreciate your time and hope to talk to you guys later on in the future.
Yeah. We'll definitely bring you back to the show. We'll talk about other areas, including solid-state lighting, okay?
Great. Thanks.
Oh, the pleasure's ours. And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to be with us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Paul for Paulton Power. Have a great day.